the great things about being a daily Mass attendee is that we have a chance to delve into what we might call the advanced topics a little bit more. And we're all pretty familiar with our gospel today, this dramatic story. So I'm going to look at the first reading and an advanced topic, if you will, for our study today. Every now and then we need to look at something that might help us defend our faith a little bit. Every now and then you hear maybe your non-Catholic friends, or there's even a lot of confusion among Catholics. Sometimes we hear this word, rapture. I didn't know exactly what the rapture was when I first heard about it. I'm like, what is the rapture? And some Protestant asked me, do you believe in the rapture, you Catholics? I'm like, I don't know. What's the rapture? Maybe I do. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. There are some ways in which Catholics understand a rapture, and other ways we don't. So we need to kind of talk about this advanced topic today. It all kind of comes down a little bit to what St. Paul tells us in the reading today. He's talking about what happens to the dead, particularly at the end of the world. And he says that for the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, and here it comes, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That's the rapture. It's a Greek word. It's this catching up together in the air. So, do we believe in the rapture? Well, yeah, St. Paul says we'll all be raptured up together in the air, in the clouds, to meet the Lord. Question then is, okay, what's the Protestant idea of this, and why would Catholics not be on board with that? Here's what often happens. Protestants have come up, based on a reading of the book of Revelation, this idea that before Jesus comes back, the book of Revelation speaks that there will be a 1,000-year period of trial, tribulation for those of us on earth. Protestants think that wouldn't it be great if we would avoid all that tribulation before Jesus came? So what they think then is they want to say that all the good people, everyone who follows Jesus, will be raptured away out of the world and not have to undergo this tribulation before Jesus' second coming. That's where we have a little bit of a problem, because notice what St. Paul says. If we read the scriptures, he says that this happens at the end of time. The voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, all that happens at the end of time. Then it says, we who are alive, who are left, indeed, are caught up together. All this means is that for those of us who die in the course of our life, our souls go to heaven and we receive our particular judgment. But then at the last day, that final day of the world, when Jesus returns, on that day, there'll be some of us that are still alive. Jesus could return today. That'd be great. I hope so. There's a lot of work I wouldn't have to do. So we can pray that Jesus will return today. So for us that are alive, well, we will be caught up with the dead who are raised from their graves, and we're all together with Jesus in the air, just like St. Paul says, to go to be in heaven. But that happens at the end of time. There is no rapturing us out of the world before that happens. Sometimes you'll see people with bumper stickers on their car that will say, like, in case of rapture, this car will be empty. That's a little ridiculous. The whole idea that somehow, if we're good, Jesus is like going to save us from the tribulation in the world. The truth is that we're probably living right now through that 1,000-year period of tribulation. 1,000 being a symbolic number. But the moral of the story here is really that in this world, we're going to have tribulation. Jesus doesn't promise to take us out of the world. He tells us that in St. John's Gospel in his farewell discourse. He says, Lord, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but I pray for them that you may keep them from the evil one. That really needs to be our prayer as we go through life. Not that Jesus would somehow miraculously rapture us out of the world and save us from all the suffering, but rather that as we go through the sufferings of this life, we might keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, trusting that, yes, if we live our life faithfully, in the end, we will all be with Jesus. But in order to do that, we have to persevere through this life. There will be no rapture to save us from having to do our part. We must persevere through this life, and if we do that, then indeed we will all be together with Jesus forever in heaven. So, yes, Catholics believe in a rapture. It happens on the last day, at the end of time, and don't expect anyone's car to be found empty today as a result of rapture.